You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News about what could be a new era of museum engagement for blind and partially sighted people now here on RNIB Connect Radio with the use of Envision's AI assistant, Ali, following on from a very successful pilot at the Museum of Craft and Design in San Francisco. I'm delighted to say that Karthik Mahadevan, CEO and co-founder of Envision, joins me now to tell me more about this amazing and fantastic pilot project using Ali in museums to open up access for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Karthik, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, hi, Toby. Excited to be here as always.
We have talked a bit about Envision and your AI assistant, Ali, before here on RNIB Connect Radio. But do tell me how this pilot project came about using Ali to open up access to museums for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, of course. So maybe just to sort of offer more of a context behind Ally itself, because that sort of is how this whole thing sprung out as well. So Ally is basically, like a very accessible AI assistant. And the way this AI assistant works is that it has reasoning capabilities. So basically you ask it anything, then the AI has the ability to understand what the intent behind like something that you're asking is. And after it understands the intent, this assistant now has access to a bunch of tools that it can use to go look for an answer to a question that you're asking, right? So it has access to stuff like a camera, it has access to weather reports, it has access to the internet to do like a web search, it has access to check your agenda and so on and so forth. So based on whatever is the question that you're asking it, it can sort of access these tools and come back and offer you an answer, right? So for example, if you're at a restaurant and you hold up a menu and you simply say, how much is the cappuccino? Then your Ally will understand, okay, you're interested in reading the price of the cappuccino in this menu that you're holding in your hand. So it will go ahead, it will access the camera to take a picture. Then it will use an OCR tool it has access to do like a recognition of the text on, the menu. And then it will use an LLM, like a large language model, to go and look for the price of the cappuccino in there and come back and speak it out to you. So that's, in a nutshell, like a simplified way of how Ally works. Now, as we are building this, one of the things which is by a design is that, as Ally would grow, it can actually have access to more and more tools, right? You can always keep adding a lot more tools to your arsenal. And the more tools it has, the better it's actually able to help you. So this got us to think, what else can we offer Ally access to that will actually improve experiences of people when they're out and about? And one of the ideas you floated was like museums, right? Like all these museums that are out there, they all have very extensive database information about all the artwork that's in there, right? When you go into a museum, every piece of art, every exhibit that is in there actually has, like a label next to it. They have pretty extensive information about who the artist is, what the painting is, what the intention and the, meaning behind the painting is. And all of that is just there. And we were thinking that, okay, if there is some way for Ally to access that information, then anybody who is entering your museum could use Ally as an interface to be able to access that information in a conversational way. So with this spark of an idea, we sort of started to go out and talk to a lot of your museums. And we found your two museums in San Francisco that were very excited about this whole idea, and they wanted to do this as a pilot. The first one was the Museum of Craft and Design in San Francisco, and the other one was the Asian Arts Museum in San Francisco. And it was for us a very interesting, experience. So the way it works is that the museum offers us like a dump of all, the information that they have about all, the art pieces and the exhibits that they have. We sort of, take all that dump, we structure it, very well, in a way that it's easy for our AI to learn. And then we train a model of our AI to recognize all of these artworks and to associate it with the right information in the background. So once we did that, we made a version of Ally specifically for the museums. There was an Ally for the Museum of Craft and Design. This was something that people could access through the website on their app. So as soon as you enter into the museum, you're asked to scan a QR code. That a QR code just opens Ally on the web browser on your phone. And then you just start talking with Ally, right? And you can ask it about general things about the museum. You can ask it about, you know, like what the exhibitions are going on, what are the timings, what are services that are available in the museums. But also as you like walk around, you can simply appoint the Ally to a specific artwork and be like, hey, can you describe this artwork to me? And then Ally can go in and give you a very detailed description of exactly what the artwork is. And you can then start zooming in on areas that are interesting to you, right? So you can be like, hey, can you explain to me a bit more about the colors that are used in this artwork? Or can you explain to me about the texture of this painting, right? You can also ask it stuff like, can you tell me a bit more about the artist? Like what the intention of the artist was when he was doing this artwork, other pieces by this artist in this exhibition, and stuff like that. And that immediately makes this whole experience very interactive. It's very different from those audio guides that you get, which is very much like a one-way monologue of somebody explaining this to you. But here it becomes very intimate, very interactive. You can just ask your questions the way you want to. If there's something that you don't understand, right? For example, like, hey, like what is impressionism, or what you mean by so-and-so, then Ally will be able to actually explain it to you in simpler terms, in a way that you understand it. So that just enhances the museum experience, and it enhances it in such a way that it's not just for the blind or low vision users. It actually becomes an amazing experience for everyone, right? So that's what we discovered, is that when we went about and implemented this, everybody who started visiting this museum, they were all like, hey, I want to use this because I also want to interact with art in this way. So that's been a very exciting experiment for us, and on the back of that, we're now putting together a plan on how we want to scale this to a lot more museums around the world.
What was the feedback like from visually impaired people who took part in the pilot project of the museum?
It was pretty incredible. A lot of people got very emotional because they have never experienced art in this way. People were like, the descriptions were so good that I was actually able to visualize the art very much in my head based on the descriptions. And I think the follow-ups that they were able to ask, that is where I think they sort of really saw the value, right? I'll give you some examples. One of the art pieces was these designer jackets that were hanging on the wall. And the description of the art piece said that it is a bolero jacket. And then immediately the visitor was like, what is a bolero jacket? And then Ally sort of went into this very deep description of exactly what a bolero jacket is. It sort of helped them understand and enjoy this artwork a lot more. Another example was, there was like an artwork that was inspired by a book. And this visitor had not heard of that book. So he simply asked like, hey, like, can you tell me a bit more about this book that this art is inspired on? And then he sort of went into detail of explaining exactly what that book is about and exactly how the artist got inspired from that book to go ahead and create this art. So all of those were experiences that they felt like they would not at all actually be able to have if not for Ally, right?
Will there come a time, I suppose, when I could use Ally to go into a museum or gallery here in the UK and explore the works of art on display like a sighted person does?
I think that is the goal. I think so now that we have been able to understand exactly how to structure this information that we receive from the museum, we want to make this as scalable as possible. So we are doing an outreach to all the museums around the world to sort of just offer us access to their database. So I think one of the great things about this solution is that the onus on the museum is really less, right? We're not really asking the museums to stick a QR codes everywhere or put some beacons everywhere or do any big infrastructure changes. We're just asking them to offer us access to the database of the artwork that they already have. And it's also a public information, right? It's not really confidential, the information about the artwork they have and the associated information with it. So we are only asking them to offer us the stuff that they already have. And then we take the effort of structuring it and feeding it to Ally. And then if they simply do that, then all the artwork becomes accessible almost instantly, right? And I think that's one of the amazing things about it, is that it can be accessible the way all you want it, right? Because one of the things that we also realized in the pilot is that everybody interacts with art very differently, right? Everybody has very different ways of how they want experience the art. And with Ally being this interactive medium, you can ask Ally to explain to you art the way that you want it to, right? It won't just give you like a general slop. It'll actually go ahead and personalize the descriptions of the artwork for you. And I think that's why I believe that it's going to be a great solution, not just for the blind and like low vision users, but actually for everybody who will ever be visiting a museum in the future.
Yeah, because for me, as somebody who's gone on a lot of in-person audio described tours in museums and galleries over the years, I would probably still prefer to go on a in-person guided audio described tour with a well-trained describer. But I can see a place for Ally for popping into a museum or gallery if I just had, sort of half an hour or an hour to spare and there wasn't an in-person audio described tour available. So I can see a place for this.
Yeah, no, then that is the goal. I think our goal is not to replace, like the human, like the guided tour. I think there's always going to be a place for that. I think, and I believe that is like a unique experience as well. But I think this is a solution for places that don't have one, right? Or they're not able to just afford as many human guides. I think this is mainly to sort of encourage that and to augment that experience for everyone across all the museums. I think that's like a really where the goal is for us. So these two museums, for example, they really have a staff shortage. They just don't have enough people to be able to escort all the visitors along. So for them, this is a solution where they can still offer a superior experience to people without really having to actually hire a lot more people, which they currently don't have the budget for.
And Karthik, where can people find out more about both InVision and using Ally in museums?
So you can find out about this on our website. So if you can just go to ally.me/museums. So that's ally.me/museums. And that's where you'll find specific information about Ally for museums. If you just go to ally.me, you also have information about Ally itself. And here comes the tease. I think one of the best ways to experience this in a museum is actually in a hands-free way, where you can simply just interact with the art, just be immersed in that space without actually having to hold a phone in your hand. So I think that kind of like a hands-free experience is the way to truly experience this. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that. If you go to the website after the 14th of August, you will see some exciting announcements that will explain how you can experience all the awesomeness of Ally, but without holding a phone in your hand.
Well, that sounds like really exciting news. And thank you very much indeed, Karthik, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the pilot project using InVision's AI assistant, Ally, to open up access in museums for blind and partially sighted people.
Appreciate it, Toby. Thank you so much for having me on.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.